Call the meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Would you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
May I have a roll call, please?
Ms. Gleba?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yeah.
Mr. Torres?
Yeah.
Mayor McDonald?
Yeah.
Ms. Conry?
Yes, yeah.
Mr. Higgins?
Yeah.
Mr. Thompson?
Yes, yes.
We need to have an executive session today, which we're going to start right off with for the purposes of information for litigation, so I accept a motion for that.
I make a motion that we go.
Okay, any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Ms. Gentlemen, you will excuse us for a few moments.
No, he said 7:45. 7:30, yeah, 15 minutes.
That's not kind of bothering for change.
All right, Dorothy, let's do this.
Next up, we have our minutes of March 13th.
Motion to receive and file minutes.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on the minutes? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, it brings us to council appearance. The bid will not be here this evening as their auditor unfortunately had some surgery and was not able to make it tonight, so that will be rescheduled for the future. So we have...
I just mentioned one thing, I did talk to Sandy, she did say if any council people have questions about that and the budget itself that they're proposing, call her up and she'll get the information from the auditor's company.
Okay. And that brings us to Dawson Broom from Finelli Consulting Engineers to talk to us about the Pleasant Valley Mill Dam and Route 57 mid-block crosswalk.
Thank you. I'll start with the Route 57 mid-block crossing first, and... About 2 weeks ago, I had the opportunity to meet with the Streets Committee out at the mid-block crossing to look at its condition as well as some operational issues that I had seen while looking at the surface condition. As you know, the surface of the roadway in the mid-block crossing, particularly the brick pavers, has been deteriorating over time, and it's becoming more of a concern to the Department of Transportation with Route 57 being a state highway. So we took a quick look at it in terms of trying to understand how it was originally constructed so we could get a better feel for developing some fixes. Because the concern at this point is if the roadway continues to deteriorate to a point, there's the possibility that DOT may come in and do something themselves to alleviate the condition, and that cost ultimately may be put back upon the borough because the mid-block crossing was done by as a borough project. So I was fortunate enough with the help of Sandy from the bid to get some of the original plans that were put together for the mid-block crossing. From looking at those plans, it appears that the original concrete roadway still is below the brick. The brick was, well, that's at least what I can tell right now, and that the brick was actually tack-coated directly to the concrete road surface that was originally Route 57. At least that's what the details showed in the design plans. So what I did as a worst-case scenario was to assume that concrete roadway is still underneath there, and what would be the worst case scenario in having to do a repair, and really, and assuming that roadway beneath it is not in very good condition. And that's really what I'm seeing from the rutting, is that there's some settlement below the pavers at the surface, and that would indicate that there's some deterioration of that concrete roadway below, if it indeed exists below there. So I developed what is essentially the worst-case scenario cost if that roadway section of the mid-block crossing would have to be replaced. And the replacement would require the removal of the pavers and the original concrete roadway below, assuming that it's about an eight-inch thick concrete section. And being replaced with your typical roadway section, which would be about 8 inches of dense graded aggregate, another 6 inches of base course, and 3 inches of top course in that area. And then replacing the crosswalk itself with the resin material to imitate what would be the original brick crosswalk. And that cost is roughly $50,000. And again, that's worst case scenario. What I would suggest at this point is we do a few cores within the roadway to really see what the subsurface conditions are, to develop a more accurate plan to try to do this. And then if it's not the concrete roadway, there may be some other less costly potential solutions down the road.
How long ago was the crosswalk put in, and how much did that thing cost us?
It was put in 2005 and 2006, I believe.
That's correct.
So, and the original cost? A lot of it was done with grant money, but I think the borough paid 25% of the cost.
The whole thing was about $1.5 million, wasn't it?
And I think the borough paid, 25% of the cost.
And that just wasn't for the crosswalk, that was for
the
sidewalks.
Building face to building face of that.
But that was all part of it. I think the crosswalk in itself is about $300,000.
And the street print resin crosswalk you're talking about, what is that?
It's a newer material. It's been around probably for the last 10 or 15 years. It's a very thin resin material. Essentially, you mill out about a quarter of an inch of pavement, and this material goes down hot. And
sort of like asphalt, and it's colored?
It's colored. It's integrally colored. It's whatever color that you put it down, you can stamp it.
Right.
And
okay.
It,
I've seen the process. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and it's worked very well. The city of Newark uses it extensively as their standard. A lot of municipalities have developed it as their standard.
Yeah, the Pennsylvania side of the Free Bridge in Easton, they've used that. It is cracked like, standard asphalt would, but it's
More recently, they've developed processes that before they put it down to alleviate some of that cracking, they put a mesh material down. So they reflect any imperfections in the asphalt below will typically reflect through. So that's why typically do it over new asphalt as opposed to older asphalt, so they don't have that imperfection in it. But it's a very strong product. We've used it on high traffic roadways, lots of trucks, and the good thing about it is it comes in virtually any color, and you can really get custom stamp out just about any pattern that you would like to put in it as well. And when it does crack, you can reheat it and reset it. So it is repairable.
Wilton, I have a question for you. That $50,000,
mm-hmm.
Did that include the curving, like we talked about, to change the entrance?
Yeah, all those little miscellaneous items would be covered under the contingency. They're very small cost items in comparison to the...
When your talk was more narrow?
Yeah, I mean, it would be a matter of a few of the issues that we had identified when we were out.
And we witnessed them firsthand.
Yeah, we were out there for about an hour, and a couple of the issues that we saw were really related to the orientation of the driveways as they relate to the mid-block crossing. You have the driveway, or actually what is an alleyway, which is adjacent to the donut shop, which really is used as a driveway, but there's no drop curb, so it's not an official driveway.
That's between
driveway.
The Get a Grip and the donut shop.
Correct, right. Correct. And we saw a few cars going in and out of there.
Come right out.
And then further down, you have the driveway into the back parking lot, which would be the eastbound, on the eastbound side, which has an actual driveway apron, but is not wide enough as you get in there, the apron itself, for two-way traffic. So you have these conflicts between cars trying to leave and cars trying to enter between the two buildings. And there was a lack of signage to indicate whether there was a single direction indicated or not. In addition, on the public parking lot, which would be on the westbound side heading into the public lot, you have a situation where there's a drop curb for the mid-block crossing, the crossing itself, which is actually wider than the driveway to get into the parking lot. So a lot of times, I've done it myself, quite honestly, where you mistake that drive, that crosswalk apron for a driveway apron, and people will start to actually turn into what would be the clock, into the apron, which is right maybe 2 or 3 feet away from the driveway to get into the actual parking lot.
What's the recommended change for that?
We would just close down. I would recommend closing down the apron to the crosswalk.
Are these issues here included in this cost at all?
Yes.
So this would fix these problems too?
Correct.
But this also went above and beyond, because this is, like you said, a worst-case scenario. In other words, we could attack a lot of these problems for less money than this $49.5.
Yeah,
this
would be the worst-case scenario if,
right,
in fact, the entire roadway had to be reconstructed, pulled up, and repaved again. That's about what the cost would be. And those costs are using the current cost that you have, if you were to use the cost that you have in the...
state contract?
Yes, state contract prices. So these are reduced asphalt prices if you were to go that route, which I think would be recommended.
But in your discussions with the DOT, was there any urgency to get any of this stuff done? Or
no, there's been some communication between the DOT and Christine on occasion. It's not overwhelming. They're not banging at the door. And so what I had said was, at some point, as we continue to have these winters like we had last year, and the heavy truck traffic, if we don't come up with a plan to at least begin to try to address it as a future issue, we want to be able to head off and be proactive with the department and say, hey, we're looking at this, we have a plan, we're working towards it. It will then really, I think, alleviate some of the potential pressure in the future that they may put on to say, hey, you're not doing anything at all.
And then the state comes in and will do it.
And they would repair it however they saw fit, and we don't know what that would be, and that's just an unknown.
And then they would go to borrow them.
I would think there's a strong possibility.
You know, right. Inferring that maybe we're opening a can of worms here, in a way, by doing this too. Because then the state could come in and say, wait a minute. Now it's this, but we need to do this, this, and this as well.
Here's what's going to happen. Those pavers are not going to last another winter. And I'll tell you why. If you go down there and actually walk out in front of where the donut shop is on that side of the street, the pavers are actually tilted. There's ruts in the pavers from where the truck traffic goes through.
Mm-hmm.
And they have actually worn ruts, so the pavers are tilted up. So when they come through there with a plow next year, those pavers are coming up.
Yeah.
Those pavers will be up, because you can see it now, the way that they're tilted. And there's actually, I think you can, there's space in between.
In a few areas, there's some patch in there already, and in a couple areas where the pavers have come out. And
who did the original design work on this? I mean, there'd be so many problems 5 years later with it.
It's about 9 years, and that. You get what you pay for.
So, Dawson, what you're looking for from us today is just some authorization to do some milling so you can come up with
to get a better understanding of what's there so that we can develop a more accurate idea of what the strategy moving forward.
What's the cost on that?
Could be, I don't know, maybe $1,000 for a couple cores, if not that. Only because we would have to have a little traffic control because of the state highway. And because we would have to top up some of the brick to get below it, I wouldn't core through the brick. But it's not an overly
I mean, this isn't even in the budget for this year. You couldn't even do that this year. It's not in the budget.
No, and I don't think...
It's not asking, I mean,
yeah.
Start. It's a start because it's going to need to be done.
I think the approach was that at least if we say we're moving towards something and at least starting to investigate it in a formal basis, we could have a program that is maybe identified for the following year's budgets, just to say, hey, we're moving towards that. We don't have the capacity to do that now.
We buy time.
But, well, essentially, yeah, and cover some of the potential, you know, issues that DOT may have in the future.
Yeah, instead of state stepping in, and they doing it, then doing...
Right.
Yeah, and I can't guarantee that would happen, but I think the potential is there that it might happen.
Dawson, 49.5 was the cost for the repairs. What would the rough engineering cost be?
Maybe five. It really isn't an expensive, you know, we pretty much know what it would be. The pavement section is what it is. I think we would have to do a survey just to get a formal, I don't know if there's a recent survey available. If there was, we could certainly use it. And it would just be putting a set together.
They'd probably have one, I bet.
Yeah, it's just as long as it's current. I mean, this project is 10 years old. That may not be current enough. And really, it's more for the accuracy of the grade as opposed to the location, I think. And a matter of just putting a small plan together that would meet the DOT's, you know, requirements.
Regarding also on your May 5th memo, the last item was miscellaneous roadways, parking restrictions, modifications. I mean, the code book committee gave the street committee a whole list of recommendations.
We talked about that, and that's it. We talked about him going out measuring streets and finding out which ones would be posted for no parking, parking on one side only. I mean, that was all part of that. It wasn't just miscellaneous stuff, you know what I mean?
Right. So is he going to look at the ones that we've recommended?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm waiting to get that list formally, and then I'll go out and do it. It was just a matter of timing. It was part of the discussion we had out there.
Right. And no, I'm just trying to avoid reinventing the wheel and paying you to do something that we worked with Rudy. We spent hours on something, you know.
Yeah, we discussed this all out there.
Right. But yes, the first I'm seeing it from his memo. I never heard anything from...
That's because I wasn't at the last meeting. Sorry.
I'm just trying to understand. You know, I'm just trying to avoid reinventing the wheel.
I understand exactly
and
what you're saying.
While we were there and had that meeting, there's a couple cars that pulled in for U-turns and went right back out, too.
Yeah, I mean, there's some signage that we would want to incorporate as well, indicating that it's some of these driveways are one way
in.
Yeah,
like something like that, I think we could almost do that, like, immediately.
Some of that would be an arrow painted on the ground.
Yeah. Yes.
Well,
the arrows on the ground are actually about 100 feet up into the parking lot.
Yeah.
So you don't really see them until you get in, but... I think a lot of these, what I'll call operational issues, are very simple fixes.
Right.
They're not.
Right, and I think that should be worked on.
That's
not
heavy
duty.
The sign that should be immediately.
You know,
flower boxes.
One-way signs, and I think particularly at the public parking lot, there's a lot of space between the actual asphalt in the lot and the driveway coming off the street. And the path between for the driveway itself and for the pedestrian are not well defined. There's a lot of just empty space. People don't know who belongs where.
Right.
So I think if we added along the clock area, if you added a couple of just simple flower boxes or planter boxes there, and really just delineate the driveway in a more formal fashion, it gives the pedestrian a very distinct path that they're supposed to follow, as well as the driver.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a very minimal, low-end cost solution you can incorporate right away, really.
So I guess we would be looking for a motion to have the Corps started, provided the manager can find the dollar amount up to $1,000 for it.
I'll get an actual number for Christine before we go. We'll go ahead and do anything and get her okay before we go.
Okay.
On the street. So move.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on that? Let's do a roll call on that one. Just have a dollar on that.
Okay. Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Gleba?
Yes.
Mr. Torres?
Okay.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. So sorry. Ms. Connery?
Yes.
Mr. Thompson?
Yes.
Mayor McDonald?
Yes.
I'd like to make a motion that we direct the manager to come up with some of these simple solutions, you know, recommendations, exactly like signage or line painting, and what that would cost, so that we could, we start working on fixing some of these things.
I have a sketch I can give Christine that I, it's just a hand sketch, but it would be easy, perfect for her to come up with some ideas.
You know, like even like the grant, you know, that we have that worker, the community worker, you know, maybe that person could do some of these paintings of the curbs and that kind of thing. So if she could give us a little, like, action plan, that's my motion.
Second. Any more discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Did you find out about the painting? The parking spot thing on Washington Avenue?
Yes, I did. I actually sent Christine an email this week. That was approved at the by DOT January of 2013 with the plan. So I forwarded her the plan and the letter from DOT that I found in my file.
Thank you.
Okay, so that's, as far as I know, every indication is that was that. The handicap spaces and the striping were approved.
Right.
So,
That brings us then to Pleasant Valley Mill Dam.
Yes. As you know, this has been an ongoing an issue for a while now. And, you know, I won't go into the gory details of how the borough owns the dam, but they're responsible for maintaining this was a Class 2 dam. By the DEP. Some points in the past, there had been processes started to decommission the dam, and that decommissioning process got to a certain point, and then it had really stalled out. And so currently, the borough is still responsible for maintaining the integrity and operation, well, I won't say operation, but the integrity of the dam, because it's still classified as a dam. And as I was requested by council to come up with some estimates of what the yearly cost to maintain the dam would be, and I worked with the borough manager and really coming up with some of those costs, and these are very realistic estimates that we developed, and on a yearly basis, the borough, just on maintenance, repair, cleaning, estimates are about $15,000 to $20,000, and that's manpower and DPW time and labor materials. Every 2 years, there's an inspection cycle as well with the dam, and then is regular what they call regular inspections, which are more minimal. They're required every 2 years. You go out, do a visual inspection, and submit paperwork to the DEP indicating what we found, and they compare it to what the previous inspections.
Our engineering firm does that?
Yeah, we just completed one last year, which was a regular inspection.
As opposed to the state firm?
Correct, yes. And then every 10 years, a formal inspection is required. That's a much more intense structural analysis, investigation, and that cost is roughly $10,000, and that would occur every 10 years. It just so happens we would be required next year to perform that inspection, even though we completed the regular inspection last year, because last year's inspection was delayed by a few years. So it just so happens that the two inspections are actually cycled 1 year apart. So really, if you take the inspections as well, in any given year, on a non-inspection year, you're looking at $15,000 to $20,000. For a regular inspection year, that would be $20,000 to $25,000. And in a formal inspection year, again, you could be as high as $30,000 to $40,000 of cost ongoing. And really, it's to maintain a facility that no longer, the purpose no longer is there. The original purpose of the dam was to divert water to run the mill.
And we could be responsible for repairs should something need to be done like that.
And currently, now, because there's been development downstream, it really is, the dam is in place to make sure that there's no impact to the downstream properties. What I've recently done is I contacted the DEP to confirm that if the borough were to continue the commissioning process, that we would be able to start now where we left off in 2010. And that was basically with the DEP agreeing with the previous analysis that there would be no negative impact to decommissioning the dam to the downstream. And so we wouldn't have to redo any hydraulic studies or anything like that. We would just need to move forward with the permitting and approval process and the design plans. And I got a confirmation back from DEP that since it had been previously approved, we would in all likelihood be able to move forward with the process where it had left off at that point. So what essentially would be left to do to follow through with that decommissioning process, there would be design and permitting efforts, which would be a survey, contract documents, permitting, which really would be the dam safety permit, DEP freshwater wetlands permit, and approvals from the State Historic Preservation Office. We would need to complete a pre-construction stream species study. It's getting a little bit over my pay grade, but it's something we'd have to do on the environmental side. We would anticipate having to have a historic preservation consultant on board to be able to work with the state and local preservation offices to obtain those approvals and any potential mitigations that would be required, signs, plaques, whatever, because the dam is within a registered historic district. And then minimal amount for actual permit fees. So we're estimating the decommissioning, what I'll call soft costs or design costs, to be about $77,000, and the estimated cost to actually decommission the dam physically, the construction cost, I'm estimating anywhere between $30,000 to $50,000 in actual construction costs.
Have you looked at any potential grants?
We did. The two grants, the one grant, I believe, initially, that there was a submission made for that,
mm-hmm.
and I believe it was turned down
right.
from the paperwork that I went through.
Maybe we should find another grant.
We've been looking. There were DEP grants available at one time,
yeah. And
there were also potential grants available for the National Resource Conservation Service. The DEP grants are typically federally funded. The allocations in the new federal funding, we're trying to get confirmation and we haven't heard back yet. It may not be included. Funding for this type of things may no longer be included in the new funding mechanism.
Or what about trying like for the Chaplain Unlimited again?
We certainly could make a run at that. I don't know. I'd have to go back and actually look at what their response was as to why they turned it down. I'm not sure if it's competitive or...
Could you see if they even have a grant available this year? I mean, maybe we missed the deadline, or maybe the deadline's in June or something.
Yeah, I mean, we'll certainly look at all of that. If the council decides to proceed with any of the decommissioning efforts. Right now, we haven't really... We've just been acting as, you know, terms of the...
It helps making decisions if we know
we're
making money. So.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Right now, we haven't been able to find any, but, I mean, we can continue to search.
Please. I would love to see that thing eliminated.
Mm-hmm.
One less problem for us to deal with.
Well, it's a persistent cost that we can avoid.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just recently had an issue because of the, we have not yet been able to get the DPW folks out to clean it after the last winter, and with the storm we had a few weeks ago, it was close to overtopping the roadway. We actually had recommended to the township that they close the roadway during the storm. I don't think they did, but it's, you know, it'll continue to be a maintenance issue moving forward.
But if I could, the issue with that is because you can't put anything in the water that has hydraulic moving through it, so you can't go down there with a backhoe and clean that away.
No, I mean, there's a few issues. You'd need to use a dredge bucket if you were doing anything, and that's what we're actually looking into now, is potentially having to rent some equipment. Because I also wouldn't allow or recommend any employees getting into there to do any manual cleanup as well. It's too dangerous.
So are you looking for anything from us this evening?
Just any...
Well, we have to make a decision on what we're going to do with that. You know what I mean? We're going to have to definitely go down there and clean it out.
At least for now, yeah.
That includes, pardon me?
At least for now.
Right, that's going to include, that's going to incur some immediate cost for the rental of the dredge bucket. You know, and what happens after that? I don't want to pay $20,000 a year for the next 10 years or even more.
Plus, yeah.
Yeah, you're looking at, you know, $200,000 when it's going to cost roughly $120,000 immediately. And then we don't have to look at that money on inspections or maintenance.
How much would it cost for the dredge?
We have to go and see what the rental, I mean, speaking to the DPW folks, it really depends on the size of the machine and how long we have it for, but all the actual labor would be done in-house.
So it's probably about $3,500.
At least, I would think, you know, somewhere around that. And how long it would take them to actually clean everything out. We had a, as we all know, particularly hard winter. So there is a ton of debris that's built up.
Do we need approval from the DEP?
No. We'll just notify them that we're doing it as a matter of course, but it's part of the borough's responsibility to keep the spillways and overflows clear and clean. So it's just part of the regular maintenance operations. And we have an approved maintenance and operation plan with the DEP, so as long as we follow that, then we're fine.
In terms of point of information, searching for other monies related to this, happen to notice that there are billboards that we have a lease for that are on that property, which I did check in the deed, as well as Christine did acknowledge that there are these lease agreements between us and CBS for two out of the three billboards that are on that street. So, I mean, it is potential. We didn't, I didn't... any follow-up from Christine. She was going to find out exactly the terms of the lease and everything else. Maybe that can be something to look into to maybe increase the fees, because supposedly this was done years and years ago, so these fees most likely are not at the current advertising rates that other billboards are, you know, getting.
I can't place. Where are these billboards?
Right across from the old shop, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Right on 57.
Okay.
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with the dam itself, right?
No, it's probably getting money towards it. Right.
Okay.
I think the last time we talked about the dam project was whether or not we could take the money from the sewer fund.
Surplus, yes. And we would, mm-hmm. She said yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So how long do you think this process would take, Boston?
Well, the permitting is probably the longest of the processes. I mean, it could probably go as long as... I would say the whole process probably would 6 to 9 months at least.
Mm-hmm. And again, it wasn't in this year's budget, so it would have to be next year's budget.
Right, you don't get...
It wasn't appropriated for this year.
But you said next year from the sewer.
Yeah, next year.
I don't know if that matters. If it would be taking that surplus to pay for it. All you need is a bond authorization to spend money. remember the interfund problem that we had? We had the bond authorization to spend money, and it doesn't matter where you get the money from, as long as you have the authorization to spend it. And that's where the interfunds came from. We spent money that we didn't have because we took money from that sewer account and put it to cover a bond. I think we can do a bond authorization and take the money out of surplus.
Well, let's have the manager and the CFO investigate that.
I'm just saying that, you know, look, things have dragged on. This has dragged on.
I think we're all saying the same thing, Dave.
And if we can get this taken care of, let's get it done.
Right.
Got to take care of it the right way.
I understand that, but if we can do it this year, I would like to get it done this year.
Yeah, I think we're all in agreement.
I see a lot of nodding of heads, so I don't know that we'll have a definitive answer for you today, but...
No, that's fine. I mean, Christine and I are in regular contact, so I'll follow up with her on a bunch of these issues.
Can we vote on that right now, saying, you know, pending that can be done?
Having the manager and CFO find the ways to fund this?
I mean, if it can be done in using money from the surplus this year through a bond ordinance, spending money over
revenues.
Yeah.
I'd say just direct the manager to find out about the money. I'm not voting on anything tonight.
Well, you can make the motion to direct the manager to look into the various options for funding the decommissioning of the dam.
Well, I mean, if we're going to tell her that, there's no use in making a motion to direct her.
Okay.
I mean, if we want her to do that, she'll do that.
And you're going to...
A motion formalized.
Yeah, we'll continue to do
and
research.
Maybe by next Monday, Dave, we can go forward with this decommissioning.
Okay.
All right. We'll work it that way then. Thank you, Dawson.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dawson, one real quick question. What do you think we'll have the core sample results?
I'm going to try to get out the next week or two. So probably...
June?
Yeah, it may be tough to get these before your next meeting, but I would say by the meeting after that.
The second meeting in June now?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
That brings us to correspondence.
Make a motion to receive and file the correspondence.
Second.
Is there any discussion on it?
Yes. I noticed that we have the people from the church. You know, we got a grant. You're aware of that.
Okay.
I'm happy.
Okay. Are you happy?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have some more stuff on.
Okay.
Any other discussion?
Yeah, I do. On the second the block party correspondence, in the past, I guess we do approve certainly these block parties, but there has to be some sort of way for emergency vehicles to get through in case there's emergency. So
we direct the DPW to put up
those. Yeah, after we receive and file, then we can make a motion to approve that with certain conditions.
Right. Okay.
They can't hear you.
Okay.
They can't hear you.
Turn us up, period.
Okay. Go on.
All right, so all in favor of receiving and file the motion, or the correspondence?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay. George, you want to make that?
Yeah, I just wanted to make a point that doing these block party events, they want to close off the road. However, as the mayor had mentioned, they do put up the temporary DPW barricades, which can be removed. So in case there is an emergency at that time, you know, they'll just remove those and then, you know, be able to proceed with the emergency vehicles. So
there's a request from residents to have a block party for Memorial Day. And so they have to get council's approval.
Mm-hmm.
There are certain conditions if you're going to do that. Like our DPW will put out the road barricades, but there has to be room for emergency vehicles kind of thing.
Yeah, Christine will make sure that they're aware of all of that.
That's it.
So I make a motion we approve the block party.
A second.
Okay, is there any other discussion on it? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, at this point I'd like to open up the audience portion for remarks, petitions, statements, and testimony from guests. One of our our regulars, Mrs. Klimko, you know the drill.
Robin Klimko, 35 West Marble Street, Washington. I'm coming for an update on our project that is way, way behind.
Talking about South Prospect.
Yep.
Listen, Boston and I talked about, I told you about this, about the drainage. And he's already been out there to look at the drainage, and I can't give you any more information than what I already have.
And what about the letter we were waiting for from the last council meeting? That was supposedly what was holding up this project. We're waiting for the homeowner's permission.
She did get that.
That was, yeah, they want us to pay.
She did get that, Christine.
Yeah, they want to.
Unfortunately, Christine's not here tonight, so I believe that Christine would need a motion from council.
Yes.
It was based on the manager's weekly report from May 14th.
Right.
I would make that motion. I mean, we discussed that before.
Yeah, second on that motion.
Well, let's hold that until after the audience portion, and then we can make that.
Right.
So she is agreeable to the sewer easement if we pay like her attorney fees.
And we already, council already said that it would be no cost to the homeowner.
Right, so but Christine is looking for a formal.
Formal document.
From council, some kind of formal.
So I'll make the motion.
Okay, so then once that's completed, then where are we standing as far as getting this started?
Where are we?
Where are we standing as far as getting this started once that gets done? We were supposed to be done in 2 weeks, this project. We had a June 1st completion date, yes. Yeah.
We wanted to open in March.
Yeah, March. We wanted a completion of June 1st.
It was March.
June the latest.
The plans, from what I understand, have all been prepared. We can, they have to go out for bid. And I think that Veolia, the water plant.
I thought this wasn't going out for bid. I thought Veolia was trying.
What I'm saying is they're taking care of it. They're going to have to go out and get their people, whether they go out for bid or their people do.
Why has that not been in the process already doing that, so they're ready to go?
Because they needed to know where they were going to dig.
Can't give you a price on doing something where they don't know where they're going to do it at.
Right, because it would have been the difference of going over that manhole or going before that manhole.
Yeah, but we knew 2 months ago we were going past that manhole. Right?
If they gave us permission.
Right.
Because if they didn't give us permission, we weren't going past that manhole.
I thought they were going to look to go through the quick lock.
They were going to look to go through the other one, yeah.
Right. Okay, second thing is, what is going on with our town road department as far as potholes?
They have been patching as they can. I'm unaware of whether the asphalt plants are working. Is anybody, they are working?
They've been working.
So we're getting the hot patch, but I'm sure there's quite a bit of demand for it. Christine would be better able to answer that, you know, knowing the day-to-day operation.
Well, there's been phone calls put in 2 months about potholes. They've been added to the list. We've already heard about them, and they still exist.
Mm-hmm.
What are people supposed to do when they're this big in the road and they're that deep and you need to drive through that or over that on a daily basis?
We do them as fast as we can.
Okay, but is there any way that this council can do something with the road department? I mean, I'm out and about all day long.
No,
Unfortunately, we can't because it's personnel that has to be directed from the manager.
Mm-hmm. And they're already working on it, so it is a work in progress.
I make complaints as a personal resident myself.
Right, but we've been asking for, like, you know, over 2 months now for these potholes. And a lot of potholes in town, so when we talk about Broad Street, that got fixed. Talked about another particular street, that street got fixed, but then all the rest of the streets just kind of seem to be left behind.
We have limited resources, and I don't know how they prioritize their work. You know, they just went through picking up the stuff, you know, street sweeping, picking up that stuff.
I know they are working on it, though, so, you know.
Okay,
they just did Prospect Street a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, they did North, never did South.
Yeah.
When you're in that area, why not do all the streets?
Unfortunately, the person to answer is not here tonight.
Right. And then when someone breaks their car, where does that go?
You take it to your repair shop.
Yes, right.
You do not, you have to pay for it yourself, as we cannot.
But when, right, but when somebody's, yes.
Me, my personal car, I have something done on Park Avenue, so I just took it to my deal. There's nothing that the town can do, but it, unfortunately, the holes are there, big holes.
Right.
My wife is scheduled for shots this Thursday.
Yeah, but like on our street? we only have one way in and one way out. We don't have an alternative but to drive through that pothole.
Mm.
Or over that pothole. We're stuck. So I'm supposed to park out on 57 and walk home every night for 3 months, almost 3 months, because they can't get to fill it. Creates a big problem.
Nothing else we can tell you.
Okay.
No, it's up to the manager to direct the road department. Mm-hmm.
So when will she be back?
She should be in tomorrow.
Okay. I'll call her tomorrow.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think so. Also, just on that, you know, it is, you know, the more residents that speak up about the issues that are important,
mm-hmm.
you know, it maybe will help prioritize their work.
Almost every single person on that street has called numerous times.
You have a borough supervisor, too, that can ride around. He doesn't have to babysit his crew. He can ride around.
Sir, if you want to speak, please come to the microphone and give your name and address for the record, please.
And put in... you know, have you put in any online service, municipal
yes,
service?
Yes,
I'm just trying
John
to look around the way to reach it.
Okay.
35 West Marble Street, Washington.
Janine, let's deal with the man at the podium here, please. I'm sorry, sir.
John Klinko, 35 West Marble Street, Washington.
Sure.
You also have a road department supervisor who doesn't have to babysit his workers. If he's got to babysit his workers, maybe you should start looking for new workers. He can ride around through the town, find the bigger potholes. They don't have to patch every little bitty scratch in the roadway. They can hit the bigger potholes. That'll take care of everybody's car. That you won't have no car repairs. Thank you.
Is there anyone else? Reverend Bobknight, you also know the drill?
Yes, I do.
Reverend Buffett, Mount Pisgah AME Church, 169 North Lincoln Avenue. We did see the award in the newspaper, so we had phone calls going back and forth immediately. But our next question, and what's the next step for North Lincoln Avenue, with the first being, is there a certain percentage of the money that was awarded that is going to go to North Lincoln, or is it all for North Lincoln?
All of that is for North Lincoln. I believe the estimate we had for $65,000 to pave that. We received $50,000 of it, so we're going to go right up to the door of the church and stop now. I mean, sorry, I couldn't resist that. That was all humorous. No, that just means that the rest of that will have to come out of the borough coffers.
Okay.
I don't know that we have any schedule for that as the streets committee, I assume, has some recommendations for other streets to be paved.
Yes.
And when that happens, it will be, you know, all awarded to one contractor who will come in and do it all at once. So I can't really give you a date at this time as to when it may happen. But the light at the end of the tunnel got larger.
Did we actually get the money yet? I think we just got a letter saying we're being awarded. I don't think we physically got the money yet.
But,
We'll get the money. They send the letter.
Well, no, I know, but if you said when, it's not like we could start tomorrow.
I'm just saying, is there a timeline or anything? That was my question.
Not at this point.
The best I can tell you is before the end of the summer. More than
before the end of the summer.
You know, it could go into the beginning of fall, but usually it doesn't.
And you said that there are other streets to be paved, so I'm assuming you're saying there is a plan already of some kind of idea of what has to be done?
We put away, $170,000 this year. Last year, I think we spent $205,000,
mm-hmm.
right? And this year, I think we put away $175,000 to mm-hmm. do streets.
Okay.
Maybe 15,000 of it will go to the completion of that, and the rest will go for some other streets.
With that number, though, you've already started the plan, like an idea of what has to be done, or are there folks that have to meet? Are there people who will meet with us? Not yet.
Mm-hmm. Here's what we have to do. We have to, as a streets committee, we have to bring to the council what it is that we want done, and the council has to prioritize which streets they want done for the money that we have, with yours being number one on the list.
Mm-hmm.
I like that smile.
Mm-hmm. Make me happy. It's been 13 years, so yes, we are happy. We were asking also, does the thought process include curbing and or sidewalks included? We have a lot of young children now.
I can say that.
No to both, or?
No, it does not include sidewalks. you're not going to get that road done for that price, that includes sidewalks.
Yeah, that type of work typically adds another comma into the process.
What about drainage? The drainage is miserable.
I'm done.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to offend you.
No, you didn't offend me. But trust me, you didn't offend me.
Yeah, but that kind of work typically goes into...
I gave the manager a list of grants, Safe School, Safe Route to Schools grant. You know about the sidewalks, is it Safe Schools?
Safe Schools. I gave it to Christine, too.
Yeah, and what money is available? If we can get money for the sidewalks and the curbing through that, that would be something that we would look at. But right now, all that includes is just resurfacing.
Just resurfacing.
That's something.
Pardon me?
That's something.
Yes.
Right, at the end of the road now, that sign has been unblocked, as you know. The sign reads, "Public road ends here, travel at your own risk." We know that there can be a no, how can I phrase this? Is there a way on other streets where the road seems to end and then people can travel at their own risk? Can there be a different sign posted that says, no through traffic, posted further up the road?
Sure.
Not there, because that's not, I don't know whose property it is.
ACP now.
ACP, yeah.
But is there a sign that can be posted further up on Lincoln Ave that says, no through traffic?
That's an option, absolutely.
Because on the other end of the road...
But there is through traffic, because JCP&L does allow it there?
They own that stretch.
Yeah.
They own, if you walk it...
Input on that, perhaps?
I don't, without looking at...
That's not really through traffic, because they're going to, it's like their driveway, in other words.
I was going to say, is that through traffic, or is that just someone going...
That's through, it's through traffic.
To them, it would be allowed, so...
It's through traffic, because the people who are coming through are, they come through and they travel down North Lincoln, or they take off. Every now and then, a JCP&L truck comes back there, not as much as the through traffic does.
Right, so it is an option, I believe, to put a through traffic, no through traffic sign. That's definitely not...
Perhaps we should have a conversation with JCP&L about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and see...
Because if you look...
What are their rights there?
If you walk that, it's pavement or blacktop, lumpy gravel, where it looks like someone patched for a while and now they've stopped, and then there's pavement once you get closer to the house that's on the other side, once you pass the dirt entrance that enters into the power grid, the power station that's back there. But up until that point, it's rocky, lumpy...
It's all washed away because of the rain.
Mm-hmm. Which is fine with me when they ask, do they ever want people to pave it? My answer is no.
Well, that's also maybe historical preservation issue, because that's exactly where the canal passed over to.
Right. But it's more through traffic than anything. With that...
Is there a lot of through traffic up through there?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Pickup trucks, vans, cars, and they're not doing 25 miles an hour. When they come out of there, they're flying.
Do you think that is the employees of JCP&L, or is it just anybody?
Anybody. This weekend we had a birthday party, we had an event at the church, and we were literally constantly moving out of the way for people who are not stopping at the house for the birthday party and not coming to the church for the event. Including those who couldn't figure out where they were going, came down, turned around in the parking lot, and again, it's not that they're doing 25 miles an hour. And when you park on both sides of the street, there's just no way that they should be traveling as fast as they're doing. And if a child comes out in between a car, somebody's going to get hurt.
Perhaps we should get you and the manager and JCP&L together to discuss it.
I'll be fine. And then the last piece is that the church is looking to deal finally with the parking lot. We know it needs to be graded and things to that sort. However, there's no drainage for that. I mean, everything washes down to the bottom and then just sits and pools. And we're trying to find out if we wanted to do drainage, if it's on our property, it's our expense. No one wants to do it and tear up what new paving has been done either. But
what is, do we have to contact someone from the town to find out about how, everything sinks to bottom. The parking lot looks just like the top of this podium, so everything sits at the bottom.
Towards the back of the church.
Towards the back end, and it's just with the, all the salt and everything, the whole front end of the base of the yard is dead. And there's mud that's very deep at this point. Do we have to contact the township to find out about putting some type, the borough, I'm sorry, about putting in drainage and how we would go about that?
Yes, because you have to tie into our wastewater.
If it goes there, I mean, I was thinking also of a retention pond in the back possibly.
I don't know if there's enough room to put it.
Neither do I, but...
Well, part of that property in the back goes to the school then, right?
Right, if we border the school.
Yes. You would have to probably contact them too or something.
Well, we're already having a difficult time because we wanted to put up the fence because their folks keep trampling through. So that's also going on.
We meet with JCP&L and the manager, perhaps we can bring that up also.
Yeah, because you'll probably have to, that's an engineering issue that they're going to have to decide.
You would probably have to hire a wastewater management engineer. We would have to come out there and get information from the borough as to where the wastewater, the stormwater engineer and find out where our closest stormwater drains are.
It's right here on New Street in North Lincoln. That's the closest one.
None down further, Rich?
Mm-mm. Huh? There's one right in the middle, right at the T.
Okay. Right there at the intersection.
Yeah, there's a T, yep. And after that, there's nothing.
Then there's one down by the library.
Yeah, but there's,
right. There's nothing
north,
further
right.
up. There's
yeah.
no other drains further up.
That would be pretty expensive.
Yeah.
And my suggestion, if I could, is mm-hmm. if you're going to do that, if you're going to look into it, we've had it done before we paved the road.
That's what I just said. I know. That's what I said. No one wants to try and do this and then tear up what's taken so long to finally secure.
Yeah.
All right. So. I mean, we're looking into other things. I don't know if it was you I spoke. I don't know. I spoke with someone today because we're also looking for, we're talking about the fence and other items, trying to find the last survey of the property, just to find the lines.
That's
so. Come again?
Tax office.
Ah. We'll try the tax office.
They would have the,
they're a non-tax entity. A bordering a non-tax entity.
They still might have a map or something.
You
if they don't, at least the county.
All right, so it's not, I'll contact the county.
Well, they might have to do a survey.
Said that bad word.
That was done when? 18 what?
They're trying to see if it's attached to the D. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you.
Make a motion to close the audience portion.
Is there anyone else who wanted to speak? No. Okay, we have the motion.
Make a motion to close the audience.
No, we have that motion.
Oh,
you're
really?
Seconding.
Second.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, we're going to make a motion for Mrs. Quinto with the sewer easement. Is that you that was
going to
make
that
thing?
That we're going to... I make a motion to give Christine the authorization to have our the legal fees taken care of by our attorney.
Plus the $1,000?
Well, we pay whatever to get up to $1,000.
Yeah, not to exceed.
Right,
not
up
to
exceed.
Not second.
Okay. Any other discussion?
What?
And pay her $1,000 as well?
Yeah, you gotta pay her $1,000 also?
No.
Is that what she wants?
Yeah. Not to exceed $1,000 for the attorney fees and pay
so
her.
So can you clarify that?
Well.
How that's gonna be? Repeat that.
Repeat the motion?
Yeah.
My motion was just to have
the direct the manager to move forward with the easement.
Yeah, but she's also got... I know she wants $1,000. You make that one.
Okay, who? Why are we paying her? Oh.
The owner of the property.
Oh.
So again, I'm not clear.
For the easement, paying up to $1,000 for the easement...
Attorney fee.
The attorney fee for the easement that's going through the private property off of South Prospect.
And then she wants an additional $1,000.
So is the motion including this?
No.
No.
The separate, it would have to be a separate motion, but now I got it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other discussion on that?
Well, yeah, there is. Now, can she get her own attorney, or are we doing it? Because...
No, she would, what we would typically do on one of these is if the borough authorizes that, she would have her own attorney review the proposed easement documents that we have to provide. So we could not do it because that would be a conflict. She would need to have her own attorney review it.
So that's going to take until she gets her attorney to review it.
That'd be her own lawyer.
Which could take a while.
Okay, anything else? So it deals with money. Let's have a roll call on that, please.
Do we have a second?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, sorry. Okay, Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Ms. Connery?
Yes.
Ms. Gleba?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Torres?
Yes.
Mr. Thompson?
Yes.
Mayor McDonald?
Yes. Okay, that takes us to our reports.
Now, that motion was not to get rid of that other $1,000.
No.
Correct. No.
Just make my attorney fees up with $1,000. Mayor?
I second it.
I made a motion to receive and file the reports.
Yes, was there a second?
Yeah.
I second it.
Okay. Heard some other discussion going on. Anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
Mayor, could I ask just for a clarification from council on the last motion, on the motion regarding the payment for the attorney's fees? Did council wish to authorize up to $1,000 that could be used for attorney's fees, or is it $1,000 for attorney's fees, if you understand?
It was not to exceed.
Not to exceed $1,000.
That was it, yeah. Not to exceed.
And when I say that, you mean that whatever that attorney's bill is, up to $1,000, council would authorize payment?
Right.
Yes.
Would you clarify that the money wasn't specifically to the owner that she could then use for attorney's fees?
The notice that we got says...
She is asking for $1,000.
I understand that. That's not what was voted on by council, from my understanding.
Well, the notice we got is that she is agreeable with sewer easement. However, she'd like us to pay her attorney fees not to exceed $1,000.
Right.
When the attorney submits a bill to us, then of course we...
Right.
In my opinion, that's what I...
Yeah, that's the way I understand.
To read that it's not to exceed $1,000 in that particular clause.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Got it.
So if her attorney charges $300,
that's what we get.
$300. That's
right.
What
exactly.
I wanted to find out.
Correct. Thank you. That brings us to our resolutions. Let's do 74 and 75 together.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on either of those? Roll call, please.
Okay. Ms. Gleba?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Torres?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Thompson?
Yes.
Mayor McDonald?
Yes. Okay, let's do 76 and 77 for redemption of a tax certificate.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on either of those? Another roll call, please. Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm abstaining on 77.
Okay. Roll call.
Okay, Ms. Gleba?
Yes.
Mr. Thompson?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Torres?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes on 76, abstain on 77.
And Mayor McDonald?
Yes. Okay, 78, 2014, authorizing a special engineer for recreation.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion?
Absolutely. I would like to open the discussion on this because I have several questions regarding it. For example, why is there only one consulting engineer, consulted so far, and we only had the one submission? To me, it seems that
Well, my question was, why aren't they using the town engineer? That was, I was kind of confused myself on that. Why are they going outside?
One, it's a professional service, so you don't have to go out to bid for that if you don't want to. So that was kind of up to Recreation's discretion. I'm sorry, Jenny, what was it you...
I was curious why they just aren't using the borough engineer.
Yeah, that I don't know.
Bethel, do you have any information on that, being the rec liaison? Do you have any recollection of that?
No. I remember Mike bringing that to us also. I thought Mike...
Terminelli.
Terminelli, yeah.
Came before us with it.
Before us with it, mm-hmm. But he didn't come before us with the engineer.
Right.
But they didn't speak on, they just said they was going out to get an engineer. They had three proposals. Proposals.
Okay, well, how come they...
Let me finish.
Yeah.
They had three proposals, and I guess the least proposal is the one that they chose, which was this company here.
Well, I don't think it's beyond our capacity to ask for, to have us review those proposals as well.
Well, I guess because it's a commission, and I guess because it was the grant, it's in there, it's not in ours. That's the reason, that's their choice to choose. It wasn't the council to choose that, because it's coming out of the grant money that's...
Out of their money.
Out of their money, exactly.
And how much is that?
It's 19...
You got it right there on your paper, right there, not to exceed. This was given to us also at council when Mike came.
Yep.
The same amount of money.
Right.
I wasn't at that meeting.
Yeah, but the same amount was given to us here at council. And we are all voted on.
Those who were here.
Right, those who were here.
Now, I don't know if the rest of council received an email, copy of an email from another recreation commissioner who objected to a lot of the things that are in here in terms of this particular project.
Yes, I did receive that. I was also in contact with the rec chairman about that.
Uh-huh.
He was involved in all conversations at rec with it.
Right.
All of his concerns were dispelled by recreation. And when the vote came, I don't believe he was there for the vote, but it was a unanimous vote to go forward with this.
Mm-hmm.
But he had the opportunity to put out all his concerns, and I know the rec chairman has sent the following email to all members of council addressing.
Well, I just wanted to reiterate some of his points that he brought out in his email, which were primarily that there, because of the reoccurring problems with the pool over the years, to go ahead with another project before this is, in a way, it's like premature, because there still may be reoccurring, you know, problems with pool, infrastructure, like, the piping, the problems with the underground, leaks and things.
The rec chairperson addressed all those things.
Well, they did. However, I still think it's a concern.
But why are we now downplaying it when we approved it when Mike was here?
We did.
So, yes, we did. We did approve it.
Well, we approved them going forward.
We approved them going forward.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Going forward.
And this essentially memorializes.
Exactly, because Christine did not have a resolution which should have brought to us at that time. So she's bringing it now for us to approve.
I understand.
But it's not their budget. It's not our budget, though.
That's true. I mean, I do want to make the comment that it's money that I think could be much better spent on that. I mean, in my opinion, it should have been a dedicated fund, even though it wasn't, for something to do with that railroad park, Railroad Avenue Park, which was proposed, that $300,000, which is what they're using, most of this money for the splash pad idea from. But I just wanted to make that point.
There's still plenty of money available to work over there.
Just deplete that
fund.
Now,
would it do it?
I don't know. Anything that's done at that recreation area, that proposed recreation area on Railroad Avenue, will be a considerable amount of money.
Yeah.
So every little bit would help. So that's why.
But I don't think they're using all of that money for this.
No, they're not. But still, it's not going to be enough. They're going to still need more money for that project whenever that I just think it's premature to do this. That's my opinion.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, any other discussion? Have a roll call, please.
Ms. Galiba?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Torres?
No.
Okay, Mr. Higgins?
I thought of another question. Can I ask it real quick?
Sure.
Did you review their scope of work?
No.
Do we normally have that done?
Not when it's a recommendation by the rec commission.
I did have that question too, David. Just
right.
All
right. Sure.
Yes. Mr. Thompson?
Yeah.
Mayor McDonald?
Yes.
We did tell them to move forward with it at the last
meeting. Mm-hmm. You did tell them to move forward.
Also, Mr. Higgins, that would normally be something that if you wanted it reviewed, would be reviewed by the engineer in terms of the scope of the work.
We know Andrew. We know where his office is.
Okay. No, I don't mean suburban consulting engineers. I mean the borough engineer.
I know where he is.
Okay.
Well, the borough engineer was going to review it, then.
Okay, we have a request for a table and outside chairs from the Donut Factory.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that?
Question.
Sir?
How wide is the sidewalk in front of the Donut Factory? What do you need it?
Well,
this.
What's that?
4 feet, right?
I don't know how to measure it.
Well, there's door to the curb. It's 48 inches, I believe.
This is
the
American Disability Act, the 48 inches.
Not this. Something
else.
Donut.
For what?
No.
For blind people and people walking up and down?
But that's what I'm saying.
The ADA requirement for safety for pedestrians is 48 inches.
We could amend the motion to have it
so
fit within ADA compliance.
Wise. That's good.
Okay. You're okay with that? Who made the second?
What?
To amend the motion to approve it, providing that it is ADA compliant, complies with all regulations.
That's a good way to put it.
Okay. Who made the second?
Second.
Okay, you agreed?
Yeah.
So we amended the motion?
Yep.
It just seems like it's kind of narrow.
Yeah, you could be right. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Approval of the option agreement for a grant of easement right of way with New Jersey American Water.
So moved. Make that motion.
Is there a second?
I have some questions.
Well, after a second, we can ask them.
Okay.
Second.
Thank you. Mr. Jones, what are your questions?
Question is, they're going to propose to give us $14,000, which is a non-refundable deposit. If they exercise the option to extend that contract for another year, they'd give us another $14,000. The initial $14,000 would go towards the total of $140,000 the agreement goes for.
Right.
If they go for a second year, does that mean there's going to be $28,000 that comes off the 140?
Yes.
Or just 14?
No, it'll be the 28,000.
Doesn't stipulate that.
The first 14,000 does not say it's going to go towards the cost.
The way I read it, it didn't say that.
14,000 says it's going to go towards the cost.
Second. The initial 14,000. In 12 months, 14,000. That's what I did.
For the second $14,000 will go towards the cost. It doesn't say the first
$14,000. Oh, okay.
It just says $14,000 is non-refundable, but it doesn't say if they proceed within the 12 months that would go towards the cost of the total project. Whereas if it's extended 12 months, they give us another $14,000 and then they proceed with the project, that second $14,000
would come off.
Comes off the purchase price.
I think that it was meant to be both to be credited against the purchase price.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm thinking too, but that's not the way.
And, I mean, I'm not sure that's the way that I read that paragraph, but we could certainly add that language in that phrase that says, but credited against the purchase price.
But, you know, isn't it to our advantage if it's not credited?
Well, I don't think it would be interpreted that way.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
I hear what you're saying, but I don't think that that's the way.
My whole contention is that they put the $14,000 up as a deposit for the first year. If they want to extend it, that $14,000 is ours.
Right.
No ifs, ands, or buts.
Right.
They still pay the $140 minus the $14,000 for the second year deposit.
So that's the way it reads now, I thought, right?
I just want to make that clear.
I believe that that is true. I thought your question had to do with they pay the $14,000 the first year,
right,
non-refundable.
Correct.
If they go to a second year, they pay an additional $14,000.
Correct.
Non-refundable. Question being, are both of those figures credited against the purchase price?
Correct.
Correct.
I would have to say, I hear your question, and I hear what you're saying. My feeling is that they would probably win on the argument that both of those amounts are credited on the against the purchase price, even though there may be some ambiguity in that it has to do with what that modifies, that phrase. And I think it would go against both paragraphs. So if the borough's position is that you don't want to have that first $14,000 credited against purchase price, there would have to be additional language added to this, and it would have to go back to New Jersey American Water, and I don't think that that's what they think they're agreeing to.
Right.
I mean, I read this, that it could be $28,000 that would be taken off should they go forward.
Correct.
With it.
Correct.
Yes.
I respect your opinion, but I can't vote on something that we think they want.
Right.
My suggestion would be to table this until we get clarification.
We can certainly. So am I, do I have it clear that I would assume that the borough's preferred position is that the first $14,000 is not
right
to be credited against the purchase price.
Right. Correct.
Absolutely, because if we went to an extension, then.
Right.
So I hear, and I think if council is good with tabling that, I will add language that clarifies that's the borough's position.
They're probably going to come back and say, listen, if we don't do it within the first year, okay, it's their money. But if we do it within the first year, then it's got to be credited towards that. But it's got to say that in the agreement.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And I understand what you're saying. And I will make that change and get this back to them and see if they will agree to it.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
The watch.
Right. So we another question? We have another question on page 3. Second paragraph. It says a grantee will store the property as near as possible to the same condition. What do they mean as near as possible? They'll restore the property to the same condition that it's in now, not as near as possible.
That's typical language put in there, but we can certainly strike that and just say we'll restore to the same condition.
Right.
The microphone's on.
It's going up really high when you do that. It's recording. It's not projecting, but it's recording.
No, so they can't hear them.
Can we turn that up a little more?
Is that better?
Testing.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
There you go. So everybody put your raising a child voice on. Speak loud. Get over here. Yeah, that's good enough. Okay, Rich, you had something else you wanted to add to this?
Yeah.
Okay, you got it?
Yes.
Okay. You gotta stop looking at each other's paper over there.
You copying off my desk?
No. That's trying to get his attention to you.
So do we need a motion to table that, or we're good just as
I think you can just table it. Let me just clarify. If I change the language on page 2 in that first paragraph for the first $14,000 deposit and just say
non-refundable deposit, which may be used by the borough for any permitted purpose.
That's good.
That will take care of it?
Yeah, because in other words, that means that we're going to be...
In other words, it's not to be credited against the purchase price.
It's not credit.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay, that takes us to our vouchers.
Make a motion to pay the bills.
A second.
Thank you. Any discussion on any of our bills?
Yes. I didn't write it down on front, but anyway, there's one page in here, the water bill.
Water bill for the park, Bearfield?
Not Bearfield.
No?
The park.
For the park.
It's $890-some. You're working on the pool. They are?
Yeah, they're working on the pool.
What they're actually cleaning and draining the pool.
Yeah.
Ready for...
Yes.
For grand opening day. $876,000, page 7.
And they did have...
Somebody else has their other stuff that they...
They did have a leak that was repaired today.
They did?
Yes.
Is that in Bearfield?
No, it was in...
Page 7, Dave.
In the park itself, and it was one of the newer pipes, one of the pipes that was when they last redid the pool.
Page 7.
So it was 6, 7 years old.
Dave?
I guess we're too right, you know.
Just look at the mess, it's the second one down, page 7.
$876?
So Dave.
I'm confused. I saw it. My page, oh, there you go.
I had a question on page 3.
Page 3.
I know that Christine's been here, so I don't know, but...
Yes, I do have it, sir.
On page 3, it's the group health benefit for, it says March 2014 health benefit. Is this a premium for the whole year that we're paying this in March, or is this for the quarter, or is this for just March?
I would bet it's...
Because it's under miscellaneous on our front page, so...
State and New Jersey pension.
Yeah, but I was wondering if it is yearly payment? Is that the whole yearly payment? Is that just a monthly payment, or what?
March 2014.
I know, but it doesn't mean that it's only for the 1 month. That's what I want to clarify.
I would suggest that you call Ms. Blanchard sometime tomorrow.
We'll have to do that, all right.
Why did you say pension?
Yeah.
I do have another question, Scott.
Sure.
From page 9, or 12. We're paying $1,200 to send rabbits to jail. That's my question.
What?
Page 12, we're paying $1,176 to impound rabbits.
14 rabbits.
14 rabbits.
Rabbits.
Oh, yeah.
Rabbits. That's
not that bad. No, rabbits. Rabbits.
It doesn't say rabbits. Control.
What do we say? Rabbits.
Rabbits.
Pesky rabbit.
Again, a question for Ms. Blanchard tomorrow.
Okay, well, yeah, I mean, do we get that back from the people we took the rabbits from?
14 rabbits.
You ever had rabbits too?
Yes, I haven't had a long time.
Yeah.
You want to know what that is from?
Yeah.
Okay, that's from 275 West Washington Avenue.
Okay.
I went up there because I saw the property and I started walking around and I thought I saw 5 rabbits, okay, that were abandoned, neglected.
Okay.
Called Kim Bennett. A little while later, we met up at the site and there were 14 rabbits in the 2 hutches.
The 2 what?
The cage thing.
They were rats.
Yeah, that's...
They were not wild rabbits, then. They were
rats. That's pretty crowded.
Yeah.
Too many one house.
And they were in bad shape.
So did they get taken?
Yeah, but again, why is the taxpayer paying for...
The property was sold at a sheriff's sale.
Oops.
So they were abandoned, essentially.
Yeah.
So we had rabbits dead, so we're paying for them.
All right. To your knowledge, were the rabbits euthanized, or...
To my knowledge, no. They were being treated with medication for their sores. They apparently have been eating on one another.
Oh, oh.
Thanks for that gory detail. So are we paying for the medical on that too? Paying for the jail and the treatment?
Well, it's not jail.
But like, why isn't there any, why isn't there any resource to go after those owners for animals?
I'm sure there is, but I'm sure the animal control officer would have to find out whose property it was and somehow prove that they abandoned them.
Yeah, it is, right.
I do have two other things.
I told the current property owner up, informed him of what we had found, and also the condition of the property.
Was that like a formal warning, Rudy, or?
That was a warning.
Okay.
2 weeks later, I already showed him a complaint.
Okay.
I got a couple of them that I need to ask you about.
Hold on.
Something else. On page six, traffic lights. We're being built for traffic lights.
Going back to the rabbits, do you want the borough to go after the current property owner? Because they bought the property, the sheriff said.
And the rabbits were there when they bought it?
They didn't know.
They didn't know.
No.
I don't think it's the current property owner.
No, not the current property owner, the previous property owner.
The previous property owner.
Okay, Dave.
Or the renters, whoever
was. Page 12, we're being billed for electric for traffic lights that don't exist.
They don't exist?
Nobody are, I'm sorry, Patel Court traffic lights, Patel Court?
Yeah, we covered that at one time.
Crosswalk?
Yeah, that's not really a traffic light, that's a sign, I believe, some sort of traffic.
Flashing sign?
Yeah, so it's, so Christine did address that, when I had that question several meetings ago, I think you were not here.
Where is Jefferson Street at? 31 in Jefferson, over there by Patel Court.
Yeah.
Opposite.
Yeah.
Jefferson is off of Prosper Way, the first.
Right.
Right, left turn off of Prosper Way.
It's where they built a new Habitat for Humanity house.
Wraps around behind the building.
Okay, so is there traffic lights there? That's that crosswalk, is it? Crosswalk?
I don't know what it is, but that's where Jefferson is.
Yeah.
Is it that flashing yellow?
But, I mean, obviously.
Well, the one on Patel Court, Christine did address at that meeting, and she did respond that it was some sort of flashing sign or something.
Yeah,
it was not actually a traffic.
Obviously, we're not going to get the answer on all of that this evening, so.
You got something else, Dave?
Of course he does. He'll wait until I call the vote, and then say, I got one more question.
Right.
You've done it to me twice already.
I didn't write it down on front.
Okay, anything else on the vouchers? Roll call, please.
Ms. Galiba?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Torres?
Yes.
Mr. Higgins?
Yes.
Mr. Thompson?
Yes, everything except fire company, rescue squad.
And Mayor McDonald?
Yes. Okay. What do we have on your recap, Ms. Galiba?
I have that the manager will work with Benelli to get an action plan for the Route 57 mid-block crossing issues, look into ways to fund the dam project with the CFO, possibly with surplus from the sewer budget. She will make the DPW aware that the blockades will be set up for the block party with the stipulation that emergency vehicles can enter if needed. She will work with the church and JCP&L to discuss the traffic issues on North Lincoln Ave, as well as the issues with the back of the property of the church. And Attorney Copeland will clarify the grant easement agreement with New Jersey Land and Water.
And the drainage, she was going to work with, she was going to bring that up also.
Right, is that the back of the property, or that's
No, the back of the property was there. That's a different
Oh, that's
the
same.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I thought they were both the same.
No.
So
yeah, I do have stormwater.
In the same meetings.
Okay. And stormwater drainage. Okay.
Okay, council remarks. Mrs. Galiba, do you have anything?
Nice to meet you. I'm gonna make a motion that I'd like council to move forward with coming up with the employee policy that we were supposed to do last year. I don't know, it should be a motion to direct Judy to come. Judy had shared with everyone the different types. She did a little research. This is regarding I don't know what's the right way of saying it.
Consensual relationship.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
A supervisor.
Right. Right. So I really, before I leave this council, would like to have that policy in place
So I'd like to make a motion to direct Judy to come up with the resolution with the...
How about this, Mrs. Lee? Let me change it a little bit. How about if you and I work on it a little bit together as a subcommittee and get something together that we can give to Judy rather than have her come up from scratch?
But she already did research. There's not much. She already found it.
Pretty much.
Yeah, well, she gave a bunch of various things to us.
Mm-hmm.
And give you, yeah, let's go back and review them and come up with something.
All right, give me that one.
Okay. Scott, I've asked you a couple of times to move on this, so.
Yes, you have.
I've been very patient keeping my mouth shut.
No, you have, and there's always
so
been something else.
So now I have to
else.
Go on another committee.
I tell you what, you and I can get it done in a night, I bet.
Okay, all right.
I will get you that before the end of the week.
Please, okay. All right, so I scratch that motion.
Okay.
A reminder, everyone, that this Thursday, well, not many seniors in the audience for the senior event. Okay. Thursday night right here in Borough Hall at 6:30. The bids having the cocktail in the park, if anyone's interested in purchasing tickets to that event to raise money for funds for the new pocket park. And just to wish everyone Memorial Day and to not forget those who gave all. Thank you.
Mr. Torres.
Well, just the only remark I have is just to remind everybody about the annual car show, which is Saturday, June 14th. They came out with flyers, which are available at the bid office. So it's for a car show. June 14th.
Mrs. Leba, or I'm sorry, Mrs. Connery. I'm looking at you and thinking of her.
What do you think Rudy, question. 34 Beethoven. Do you know about that? Because I had several neighbors at my home complaining about they had goat loops and all of that stuff running in and out of, and there's garbage outside.
Mm-hmm.
I have plenty of pictures that they sent me in regards to that. Also,
make a photo album.
Yeah. Also, railroad apartments. Did you go over there in regards to the grass cuttings that they keep putting on humans?
Yeah.
They did it again. Last Sunday.
Give me a file. I'll give you a file.
Okay. And also, Mount Pisgah had asked me in regards to handicapped parking. They're in the process of putting handicapped parking on their church premises, and I sent an email to Christine, who said that she would get DPW to help put the lines in if I bring this to council, and if council is okay, agreeable to it, to help them put the lines and stuff on the parking lot.
Did we do it for that other place, or we had the other place pay for it themselves, right? Remember that other, a few months ago, last year? Who was it?
But she said it's just that you need to put the lines.
Well, this is for a church.
The air salon.
Right.
That's a business. That's a little different than a church. I think that we should go ahead with the church.
Well,
I would make that
the thing is, you're opening yourself up to how can you pick one and not the other?
Yeah, if you do one, you have to do them all.
Well,
that doesn't mean we can't do it.
We could paint handicapped lines for churches.
But they asked if they could do it. They didn't say, can you guys do it? They ask, can we do it?
Mm-hmm.
I personally don't have a problem with it.
Right. We are. Okay. Well, do we need a resolution on that? We can make the motion.
Judy?
Make a motion.
Okay. I'll make
a
motion.
It's a nonprofit organization. You are a nonprofit, right?
Okay. I'd make a motion to direct the borough manager to have the DPW, you know, authorize the DPW to
paint the
handicapped parking space at Mount Pisgah Church.
When time allows.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Okay.
Right. Assist is the operative word, but
right.
Don't think you're opening up a can of worms.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Is there a second?
Yes.
Is there any further discussion on it? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
I have another remark, though. I'm sorry, I forgot about it.
Okay. Anything else, Ethel?
No, I just want to wish everyone have a happy Memorial Day and also come out to our event on Thursday. Older Americans, not young.
Who are you looking at over there?
I'll stay home.
Rob, what else?
Okay, yeah, I just, I don't know if there was some sort of update from our code enforcement officer as to the sidewalk situation, parking on the sidewalk, as well as the violations that he brought up about the Veneta Street parking situation. So I don't know if you wanted to give us like an update on that whole thing with the judge and what's requested or if there's anything else that needs to be done.
June 4th, Mr. Hale has appealed Judge Palmer's decision on tickets that the complaint that I've issued. So I'm going to Bellevue on the 4th to hear the judge's decision on those. Meanwhile, he had additional tickets issued, two specifically, and only two, for parking on the roadway during a snow emergency. Judge Palmer asked me 2 weeks ago in court, or last week rather, if there were signs coming into the borough or on Veneta Street stating that there's no parking during a snow emergency.
But it's the ordinance.
We have an ordinance, but there's no signs.
There is a few, but not in that area.
There are no signs coming into the borough except welcome to the borough of Washington, okay? So there's no signs there, and there's no signs on Veneta Street.
But, Judy, is there a requirement that there needs to be signs? I mean, for every ordinance, it doesn't need to be a sign, so I could argue that, I'm sure.
I'm sure you could argue that, but right. I don't know. Has the judge issued a ruling as yet?
No, he has not. He asked me if there were signs coming into the borough stating that, or if there were signs on Veneta Street stating that.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I have not specifically looked at the question as to whether there are any court decisions that say that you need signs notifying people of that type of ordinance. So I don't know the answer to that question.
So the borough could potentially appeal this ruling if the judge so, you know, issues it regarding the need for signs.
If we get 6 out of 8, we're good.
Wow.
Okay.
There's 14 out there.
Oh. Okay, so we've got more to go. 6 more to go. Then.
What about the removal of the vehicles?
That's what he's appealing.
He's appealing that. He's also appealing the condition of the property and the vehicles in the back.
Because he's saying that these vehicles are operable. And that's the key word here, right? Am I understanding correctly?
Yes.
In other words, he can move the vehicle, so therefore they
may
have. Well, he could move them.
I can hook them up to the tow truck and move them too. Mr. Thompson, do you have anything for us this evening?
Yes, happy Memorial Day and put your flags out.
Mr. Jones.
Second that.
Mr. Higgins.
I say enjoy your Memorial Day. And it doesn't have to be signed to be found guilty in court. And if he doesn't find me guilty, I was found guilty and there were no signs.
Because I was a member of council, I had to go to a different municipality, and when the judge asked what the fine was for that, the clerk responded, the fine is $36. The judge looked at me and said, that'll be $56 plus court.
Oh, ouch, ouch.
There was a little bit of sarcasm before that.
As a councilman, you should have known better, right?
There was a little bit of sarcasm before that. But
what court was that?
Judge Santini.
Did they send you to Asperger? Where'd you go to?
Greenwich.
Okay, anything else, Mr. Higgins?
No.
I have one thing. Habitat for Humanity is dedicating their newest Habitat home at 248 East Washington Avenue on Sunday, June 1st at 1 p.m.
So
I have the invite here. I'd be happy to make copies for anybody who would like to attend.
Yeah, I would like to come.
Oh, that reminds
June 1st.
That reminds me. Can I add one other comment, too?
Sure, Dave.
I'm Rob. Thank you. I did attend, as well as the mayor attended, update that the BASF had this past week. And the news with that is they're still going to be postponing moving, you know, disassembling the plant here. And so it looks like they're having difficulties with their new plant, which is supposed to be upcoming in Louisiana. And right now there's construction problems as well as a possible litigation. So this, along with their record sales year for their primary product, which is produced here in Washington, might, you know, prolong this even longer, this delay. But the new proposed date is for the plant closing would be mid-2015. So it's really that right now, but he made it seem like it could possibly be longer than that, just to give an update.
Yes.
That's that.
Okay, thank you. Then I would accept the motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?
No.